A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the summer 2019 issue on economic inequality. Stories of Hope. Meet two people who found financial stability and have committed themselves to helping others to do so as well. Dennis Bateman. Today, Dennis Bateman's zest for life and unimpeachable optimism can be felt in almost every word that comes out of his mouth. But he wasn't always like this. Orphaned at 5 and abused in the foster care system, he has lost family members to addiction and murder, and he spent decades homeless and in the grip of drugs. And that was when he wasn't serving one of his 5 stints behind bars. All of that changed about 6 years ago when, finding himself only hours out of jail and standing alone on a corner in the same town where so much had gone wrong, he had what he calls a surrendering moment. Quote, "Okay, God, I surrender. Let's try to do this your way," unquote. At the suggestion of a parole officer, he spent that night at Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Kent, Washington. Since then, Dennis has gotten clean, has gone through mental health counseling, and has secured stable housing through Catholic Housing Services, CHS. But perhaps most importantly, he now works 5 days per week at The Bridge, a shelter in Seattle funded by CHS that provides a safe place to sleep for people who are homeless and in transition to stable housing. Quote, "I work for God, but CHS gives me a paycheck. I realized that I had gifts, that I had something to offer," unquote. Dennis has become a vocal advocate for the homeless, equally adept at giving speeches arguing for housing funding while standing next to mayors and senators, as helping broker resolutions between quarreling clients at The Bridge. Quote, "If anything, I guess you could call this my calling, that I had been there, that I could help," unquote. Tammy Wynn. Tammy is a single mom with 3 kids. She has distinct memories of growing up poor, the child of immigrants, and the constant stress of making sure the family received benefits from the Department of Human and Health Services. By 2008, she was having a hard time holding down a job and making ends meet, but she didn't want to just sit at home, so she started volunteering and ended up at a district council meeting where she heard a presentation by Michael Wu, founder of Got Green. Listening to Mr. Wu describe his project of empowering young adults to help their communities in the area of renewable energy and global warming, Tammy said to herself, quote, "He's talking about me. For the first time, this man was talking about a project that I didn't know anything about and I wanted to learn. I didn't want to be in the game of waiting on services. I wanted to be in front," unquote. After some persistence, Tammy secured a volunteer position and eventually a paid internship funded by the City of Seattle with Got Green. In 2010, and by then a full-time employee, Tammy helped launch the Women in the Green Economy Project, and since then has been working to help organize South Seattle women to fight for food security. By being a leading force behind the scenes for such successful initiatives like Fresh Bucks, which doubles SNAP benefits when purchasing fresh fruits and vegetables, Tammy is a positive force for change by ensuring that low-income and marginalized communities have access to affordable and healthy food.